Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know what the number is. I just kind of like to know what the number is because it feels like the numbers are all over the place. Mm-hmm. Last week, we were discussing basketball and how John Calipari reportedly is getting like a $6 million
NIL budget.
NIL budget for his basketball team. We're like, okay, I guess that's the going price. This was a story going on yesterday. Ohio State reportedly spent over $34 million on its football program last year. It did include the coach.
Right.
But, and an assistant coach.
Right.
But also reportedly $13 million in NIL money last season, according to RJ Young, who was getting this out yesterday. The Ohio State booster spent $13 million on NIL for the roster, $11-plus million on the assistant coaches, and $10 million on its head coach. Ohio State has the best team money can buy. I just want to know what the number is. I bet schools want to know what the number is. Like, what should we be spending?
Whatever we can.
What is the budget? Are we just operating now with no budgets? Because you just don't know. Mm-hmm. You just gotta beat the other guy.
It's the Wild West.
You gotta outbid somebody sometime and just be prepared to spend. Because this is I don't even think it's like out of control or anything. I just want to know what the number is.
Yeah.
Is it $6 million for a basketball team and upwards of 10, 13, 15 million for a football team? Is that where we're at?
I don't know the answer to that. And I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. I think the amount of money that you can spend is the amount of money that you were raising that year. And that's where
your budget is what you can roll in.
Yeah. But that's where you start to run into trouble, I think, a little bit, because I saw the story yesterday, and being a big Buckeye fan that I am, I've got the sweatshirt to prove it.
You were probably part of that 13 million.
I scratched a check for $2, unless I didn't. But I looked at that. I'm like, I'm not even angry that, you know, this is the cost of doing business now. I mean, the world has changed in college sports. We've got to embrace that the world has changed. Fine, move on. But if you want to compete, it's going to cost you money. But spending doesn't generate the title, right? Ohio State spent $34 million. They lost to Missouri in the Cotton Bowl last year. So it's just like in baseball, too. If you spend the biggest payroll, the Dodgers, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to win the world championship. It's how you spend your money, how you recruit, how you draft, all those other things that go beyond behind the scenes. We see the big numbers for the NIL and the big numbers for salaries, but your teams are really made by those glue guys that are out there on the end of the bench or in the middle of the bench for you, right? Regardless of what sport you're at. But I just wonder how sustainable this truly is, because I think it's going to be harder to sustain success in college football now than ever before. Eventually your donors will get tapped out, and then it's back to square one, and it's each year. You're not signing multi-year NILs, Josh. This is every single year that you have to bring this topic up and discuss this topic and deal with this topic and recruit kids based on money. Not only recruit new kids, but recruit their own kids to stay and not leave for bigger checks. That's why I think you need to put in the fail-safe that we talked about earlier of, if we're going to have this NIL, you have to have rewards in place for kids to stay at their school, Because if you don't, I mean, as Nathan said, it is the wild, wild west. You're essentially starting over from zero every year. Eventually, every coach in America and every sport's going to get burnt out on that. They're like, I can't do this anymore. I can't recruit a whole roster every year and expect to win and kiss ass to get money to go and do this. And then eventually donors are going to get tapped out, right? This isn't like you're going to a company and asking for advertising dollars. You're going to somebody and saying, give me some of your private money that you've earned over your life. And if that guy's retired, which most rich people are, where are you making all that money back from? And do you want to continue to write a check to a university? Because if you're writing NIL checks, you're expecting championships. And if you're not winning championships and you're not writing the NIL check anymore, oh my God, my head hurts thinking about it. Yeah,
I couldn't imagine.
And it's not tax deductible.
I couldn't imagine working in that field right now. Administration,
right,
or coaching or any of that at the college ranks. Because there are no rules. There's no formula, and there seemingly is no structure.
Right.
And you just have to just wing it.
Like, it's one thing to
winging
pass.
It includes spending willy-nilly with money. And, boy, that'd be tough.
Josh, I'm not going to lie. I'm getting anxiety thinking about it right now, right? Because picture yourself the University of Mars, okay? Let's just call it that, right? You got the football program, and you need a new building built because you want to recruit better talent. So you go to your alumni base and say, hey, Mars U needs a building. Give me some money. Everybody puts in, you build that building, and you move on. Now you're at Mars University, and you're going to your alums every year, and I need another million this year for this guy, I need another million for this. How many millions do these people have, and what's going to be sacrificed because now you're paying these players? Because no matter who you are and how much money you have, you still have a budget. You still have a limited amount of funds, right? Man, I gave you $10 million last year for NIL. Now you want five for a stadium and six for a coach and seven for another. Like, eventually, as an alum, you're like, I can't do that.
Not to mention the individual deals. Man, I thought we had our quarterback.
Yeah.
Then he called me back and said he needs another $500K.
Right.
Do we have it or not?
Yeah.
Are we telling him to get bent? What are we doing
here? What are we doing here? And where's all this money coming from? What's going to be sacrificed? Because
he really liked the campus and he really liked the coaching staff, but Pluto University's got another 50 mm-hmm. grand on the table. Can we match it? Let me see. Hang on. I mean,
fast forward 6 months, that guy had a good year, and now, you know, Uranus U is recruiting you.
Yeah.
And I need another $500,000 just to keep him.
I just don't think it would ever stop. And you would never feel settled, and you think you have anxiety. I can't imagine some of these people having anxiety like that are in it.
Oh, and then
you wake up every morning and go, is this guy still here? Because right. I paid him.
And then you get to the middle of the season. Guy's not getting the playing time that he wants. Now he's going to leave at the end of the year.
Yeah, I was reading something about the spring.
There's no you can't groom kids. Like, you're going to be the starter in 2 years. The hell I am.
Yeah. The spring game. It was a story about. Well, actually, this was Ohio State as well. The Will Howard kid that transferred from K-State, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
They haven't named their quarterback yet. Well, why? Because they have Will Howard, who was pretty wanted in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him with a new set of car keys and a smile.
Oh, good for him, man. Great. Good job, yeah.
But they haven't named him the starter because what? Because they got a five-star freshman there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they got another guy who was competing for the job last year. And they got like six quarterbacks there. But if you name a guy, you're on the risk of somebody else jumping to the portal 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
And you can't have any continuity. So you have to almost keep everything under wraps. And that's not fair to the kids either, right? When you're
who's the starter? We're not telling you.
Yeah. Why? Well, one of you might leave.
Right.
You get into those scenarios. Those aren't good for anybody, player included.
Right. Exactly. And if you're a quarterback and you're bouncing around from school to school to school, as we've said over the years, the hardest thing to do is play quarterback in the NFL when you have a different offensive coordinator every year. Thinking about a college kid now who's doing class, allegedly,
so
maybe
nuts.
And changing, you know, schools all the time. It's gotta be insanity. Like, I know this is what we wanted to an extent, but there's got to, but I don't, I also don't need the NCAA getting involved because they'll F it all
up.
I
don't have the answer to how it gets corralled, but there needs to be some, eventually this will come full circle and we will get some type of structure.
Right.
I just still don't know when that's going to be. When
make it make sense, Josh.
No.
But eventually, where's your budget? How much can you spend is going to be up to the old dudes writing the checks. Mm. I paid $1 million for that quarterback. Why isn't he playing? Then you're going to get that. I paid $1 million for that quarterback.
You told me that guy was the guy.
Why isn't he playing? And now he's going to. Could you imagine? You
pay the patch for my car dealership right there on his sleeve.
Yeah.
Why isn't he?
But could you imagine spending $1 million on a quarterback? Okay. And then at the end of the year, that guy leaves and you went 2-10. Wait a second here. I just spent $1 million on that quarterback. We went 2-10 and he bounced after this year.
You told me he was going to be good.
You think I'm going to trust you anymore with the money? And then you start to get into those things. Like, there's so many just different branches of this whole thing that I don't know, man. It's wild.
No, give me a salary cap and somebody else that picks the players, and I just got to play. I just got to play them.
Professionals.
Pros.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So much better.
Yeah.
This college stuff is just wildly out of hand.
It's nuts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.